Welcome to The Healing Catalyst. I'm your host, Dr. Avanti Kumar Singh, and I know that Ayurveda can transform your life. How? Because it transformed mine. And the best part is, it's easier than you think. Your body has exactly what it needs to heal itself. All you need to do to enhance its healing power is to start practicing healthy routines, which I can teach you. In over 20 years of practicing both Western medicine and Eastern healing traditions, the most important thing I've learned is that healing is a journey we take together. So on this podcast, I'll be demystifying Ayurveda and other integrated medicine, showing how these simple, ancient practices are the keys to unlocking a healthy modern life. We are all healing catalysts because healing starts within. It starts with you, and it starts right now. Let's get started. This is a Soulfire production. Episode number 13. Well, hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Healing Catalyst podcast. This is the last episode of 2020. It's really hard to believe. I can't believe it. It's hard to believe that I just started this podcast earlier this year in the middle of a pandemic. And actually, looking back at 2020, it's hard to believe I was able to launch this podcast and publish my first book. And even though it was a year filled with so many cancellations of speaking at events and teaching workshops and doing lectures, I adjusted with the rest of the world and embraced teaching and speaking virtually and doing private consultations online. And so as we're entering the last days of this year, this most incredible year of 2020, I've been reflecting on both what I've lost, but more importantly, on what I've gained. I'm reflecting on the lessons I've learned in 2020. More specifically, I'm digesting the experiences, keeping what I need, and getting rid of the rest. Now, I've talked about this concept of digesting in previous episodes. Those are linked in the show notes. But to review for those of you who might be new to this podcast, according to Ayurveda, every aspect of life affects our health, our relationships, our career and work, our lifestyle and routines, our environment or space, and our diet. And this is because we quite literally are a microcosm of the macrocosm. What is outside of us also shows up inside of us. And so when we recognize how interconnected we are to everything that is outside of us, we start to notice how these things are creating reactions within us. Now, the key here is that we must process the reactions, all of them, so that we can keep what we need and eliminate the rest. If we aren't processing or digesting the reactions and eliminating what we don't need, they build up as toxins. And eventually, those toxins create toxic load, which then leads to symptoms, illness, and chronic disease. Now, in the case of the year that has been 2020, I know I've personally experienced so many reactions to the global pandemic, the social and political unrest in the United States, and the way in which everything in my life, my routines, my work, my relationships, have been turned upside down and inside out. I've had the less obvious kinds of reactions at the cellular and biochemical levels, such as inflammation, and the more obvious kinds of reactions, the emotional, mental, and physical reactions of anxiety, sadness, and headaches, insomnia, and pain. So today on this last episode of the year, I'd like to share 5 lessons I've learned through an Ayurvedic lens with an Ayurvedic perspective in the hopes it will serve you in some way as you reflect on this past year. Okay, so here we go. Lesson number 1, we are all connected. The essence of Ayurveda is that when we live in harmony with nature, we will have optimal health. We as human beings and everything in the universe are made of the same 5 elements: space, air, fire, water, and earth. And so we are connected to everything in nature and connected to everyone throughout the world. Our actions and inactions affect everything. And in this global pandemic, Mother Earth told us very clearly that she had had enough, that she needed to rest and heal. And we got a very loud reminder from her that because we didn't stop, we would have to be stopped instead. And so the entire world came to a stop, quite literally. And so when we really realize, when we really take it in that we are all connected, that everything that we do affects everyone and everything, we can make choices that are not only good for our personal health, but also good for the planet, all human beings, and all living beings. Lesson number two, relationships matter. As I mentioned at the start of this episode, according to Ayurveda, every aspect of life affects our health, including our relationships. Studies have shown that across one's life, people who have supportive, close relationships have lower levels of systemic inflammation compared to people who have unsupportive, conflict-ridden relationships. And in this new world of social distancing, many of us have had to contend with intense feelings of isolation and loneliness, but it's also provided a unique opportunity to reflect on all of the relationships we each have, and time to think about which relationships we want to keep and which ones we're ready to release, which relationships raise our vibration and which ones lower our vibration, which relationships are health supporting and which ones are not. Okay, moving on. Lesson number three, nature is healing. If there's one thing we've all experienced this year, it's that our homes have been a safe haven in a time of so much uncertainty, when an unknown virus with an unknown source and unknown modes of infection became our collective reality. Yet, being in nature has also been a safe haven beyond the safe haven of home, in which we could get outside and get a breath of fresh air and bask in the sunlight, feel earth beneath our fingers and our toes, and just walk in the grass. The evidence that nature is healing has been shown throughout cultures and throughout time. In Ayurveda, the flow of the vital life force energy, or prana, is essential for health. And the three main sources of this vital life force energy are the air, the sun, and the earth. So when we're out in nature, we have direct access to all three of these sources. This is why spending time in nature is so healing. It provides us with fresh prana that flows through our systems with every breath we take. Which brings me to lesson number four. Breath is powerful medicine. The breath and the nervous system are connected at many different levels. You might recall in high school biology, you learned about a caveman running from a lion, which would activate the acute stress response, the sympathetic nervous system, or the fight, flight, freeze response, which prepares the body to defend and protect itself. Now, when the threat is gone, the parasympathetic nervous system gets activated and creates the rest and digest or relaxation response. Now, the key here is that the breath and the heart rate respond depending on whether you're in a stress response or a relaxation response. The breath and the heart rate will speed up when the body is in the stress response and then will slow down when the body is in the relaxation response. In other words, the nervous system has a direct effect on the breath, and the reverse is also true. By changing the pattern of your breath, you can also affect your nervous system, which in turn will change the physiology of your body and your mind. And that, my friends, is powerful medicine that you can access anywhere, anytime, regardless of what's going on in the outside world. And finally, lesson number five. The real healer is within. Ayurveda is first and foremost about relearning to listen to your inner wisdom. In a noisy, tumultuous world, it's really not always easy to do this, but it's more important now than ever before to get quiet, to get still, quiet and still enough to hear the whispers that are coming from within you. When the symptoms show up, no matter how obvious or not obvious, how gross or subtle, if you take notice and ask why they're showing up, if you get really curious and examine what's happening within you and within your life, you'll find that you have all the answers to heal within you, because the real healer lies within. And so as 2020 comes to a close, I hope you'll take some time to reflect and focus on all that you've gained this year. I also want to take a moment to thank all of you for sharing my journey as I've launched this podcast, for listening to all the episodes and messaging me with your questions and telling me about what you've learned. This is why I do what I do, to help you spark inner transformation and catalyze your own healing. Many, many blessings to all of you and good wishes for a beautiful holiday and new year. I'll be back with you in January 2021. Until then, be well. If you loved this podcast, and I so hope you did, please subscribe. That way, you'll get real-time updates anytime I post a new episode. And if you're feeling really inspired, please leave a review so that others can find this podcast more easily. If you want to learn more, visit me on the interwebs at avantikumarsingh.com, and you can subscribe to my newsletter, where I send exclusive invites to my events, special announcements, and give you more self-healing tools and tips. And if you want to hang out even more with me, I spend most of my time on Instagram. You can find me at Avanti Kumar Singh, and we can connect more there. Until next time, remember, with the right catalyst, you have the power to activate your own healing, because healing starts within.